motherly with her fleece and her bowl-cut hairdo. She said she knew you at the agency before Beirut, but that was hard to reconcile with the jars of corn relish on the shelves in her garage, on the herb garden, out her kitchen window, sleeping through the winter. She was kind, taking her time with her hand on the container door, waiting for me to say yes, I was ready, to get locked in a metal box for 3 weeks. And she didn't just pack the watches with the other stuff. She put them in my hand, so I could see the day and the date and the button on the side to make the face light up blue. "You're gonna be all right," she said. But I wasn't. Sooner or later, it all came back, digging into my brain like claws. Special reports, complete coverage. Nick Brody, the all-American terrorist, the face of evil. Everybody asking the same thing. How could this happen? They had so many damn pictures. High school yearbook with the goofball smile. No wedding photos. At least Jess didn't hate me that much. My service portrait in my Class A's with the flag. Some phone snaps from Iraq. And then 8 years? Gone. Nothing. Except Nazir. That's the face they put on the screen for that part of the story. As if I went into a hole for 8 years.